The OCD and Anxiety Podcast by Robert James Coaching. Hello and welcome to the OCD and Anxiety Podcast, where we explore how to have a more positive relationship with anxiety disorders, taking back control so that you can start living the life you choose and not the one chosen by your fears. Hello and welcome to episode 375. I hope that you're doing marvellously well wherever you are today. However, if you are struggling with OCD or anxiety, then you can get a free session with me. To get that, you can head over to my website, robertjamescoaching.com, and there you can book in for that free session. Or if you prefer, you can send me a message and let me know about what you're struggling with. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about three tips that are really helpful when it comes to finding some peace from those incessant obsessive ruminations. And we know what it's like when we're constantly going round in circles in our head, stuck with our thoughts. It can get very, very difficult. And so learning to have some consistent strategies that help us to find peace can be incredibly important. If you would like to support the podcast, you can head over to Instagram and follow and like there. The podcast is also on YouTube now, so you can go and subscribe there too if you like. There is also Patreon for the podcast. So if you would like me to answer a particular question, you know, basically do your own podcast for you, then you can sign up for the Patreon and you can let me know what you would like me to cover in the Patreon there. So if you'd like to do that, you can follow the Patreon link in the show notes. So many thanks, guys. I really hope that you enjoy this episode. If you have any questions, do please let me know. And off we go. Here's a quote to get us started today, and it's by Virginia Woolf. You cannot find peace by avoiding life. And I think this is a very apt quote when it comes to OCD. So often we are trying to avoid things. We're trying to avoid the things that make us feel uncomfortable, that create uncertainty in us, that give us that bodily sense of anxiety. And, you know, we do our best to try to manage those things through performing our various compulsions that perhaps we're struggling with. You know, of course, ideally, what we would be doing instead is really trying to get back into our lives, because we know when we do that, when we actually learn how to allow those difficult emotions to come up in our day-to-day lives, and we do our very best to start actually purposefully trying to do those things that we've maybe been avoiding, you know, that's when life starts to open up again. We start to feel a lot better. Obviously, that's easier said than done. But it's, you know, I think it's a really nice quote, actually, you know, this idea that peace is not going to come through avoidance. It's actually going to come through us living our lives in a slightly more helpful and perhaps wise way. And in a way, this is kind of what this podcast is all about today. It's really learning how to find a bit more peace in life through actually living our lives in a way that is more helpful for us, that is going to make us get more in tune with ourselves, is going to help us to be more in tune with our values and what we want to do. And the first kind of tip here that I really want to mention is mindfulness, but it's not just the standard kind of fare when it comes to mindfulness. I know it's one of those words that's thrown around a lot, mindfulness. If you can just be more mindful, then, you know, your anxiety will be much more bearable. You'll be able to live your life again. And, you know, obviously it's not that straightforward. Mindfulness is a really broad, there's a lot that falls under it, you know, different types of meditation, different ways of being in the world, philosophy. And so, you know, really what I'm going to be talking about today more specifically is learning how to do everyday activities in a bit more of a mindful way. And also learning how to, if you can, get some time in a kind of outdoor place. You know, whether that's actually if you live, you know, close to nature, whether that's actually going out into nature itself for a short time, or whether, you know, even if you live in a city and you have a nice and a safe park nearby, is some like a good place to go. You know, actually spending a bit of time in nature, in green spaces, can be incredibly helpful for us. And, you know, something that I really want to talk about that I know personally for me is very helpful when it comes to meditation is the fact that it does give me a break from rumination. But it's important to point out here that that only happens when I'm applying the mindfulness in the right way. So I kind of wanted to talk about that. It's really important with mindfulness that we're really practicing it on a day-to-day basis, that we actually make it a commitment with ourselves that two or three times a day, we're going to really mindfully pay attention to something. And, you know, it may be as simple as actually paying attention to brushing your teeth. You know, and this is a really good one, actually, because hopefully it's something that everybody does first thing in the morning. And it gives you an opportunity to really practice that skill of paying attention, of being more aware of an activity that, you know, that often can be a kind of mindless activity when we're not careful. You know, we can just be there thinking, right, I've got to brush my teeth, then I've got to do that, then I've got to have my breakfast, then I've got to, you know, and it, you kind of just think all this like list of chores that you've got to do, as well as thinking about, you know, the obsession and you've got to do this compulsion and you've got to find time for this. And we all know what it's like with OCD. It's often like we're juggling all of these different things that we're trying to do. And actually, the idea of mindfulness is to slow everything down for a few minutes, to really try our very best to just focus on one thing. And this is very, very helpful for the brain. When we choose to just focus more intently on one thing, we're actually training ourselves to develop this ability to put our attention where we want to put it, rather than where our attention is being dragged by OCD. And so the more you practice this, the more you're going to have this ability to be able to focus on more helpful things. And, you know, something like brushing your teeth is often quite a boring activity, but by developing this ability to really focus on it, you know, you really do help yourself. And so, you know, if you can, if you do want to start with that, you could really notice as you're picking up the toothbrush, feel it in your hand. Notice as you're putting the toothpaste onto the brush. Be aware of any movements that you're making during this process. You know, really taste the toothpaste and notice the brush going across the teeth on the gums. Pay attention to the whole process if you can, and don't get annoyed or upset with yourself. Try not to be judgmental when you make a mistake, because you're going to get distracted. You're going to start thinking, you're going to get caught up in a rumination. The idea is not to have no ruminations. The idea is simply to, whenever you realize you've been caught out by a rumination, to bring your attention back to the present, to brushing your teeth. You know, and this is such a helpful thing to practice. But then, of course, you know, if you can bring this to other things throughout your day, that can be really helpful, whether that's, you know, having 10 kind of mindful breaths at some point throughout your day. Or as I was just talking about, if you can actually go out into nature, if there's an opportunity for you to do that, and I know it's not always that easy for everybody, so maybe there's a park nearby or a place that you can go, you know, even just kind of paying attention to a green space in some kind of way can be beneficial. But there's been research that does show that spending time in nature can be very helpful for mental health. But I think if we couple that with mindfulness, that can help us even more. And so something that I like to do is just when I'm walking the dog, for example, maybe I'm walking through this small kind of woods that we have nearby. You know, I really try to be really present during that experience, to notice my feet as I'm walking along and pay attention to every step that I'm making, noticing my muscles supporting me, helping me to move, noticing the trees, as much as that sounds like, you know, quite a kind of hippie kind of thing to do, it's really not. What you're doing is you're just really trying to pay attention to nature, to the things that are going on around you that are actually just present, that so often we take for granted. We're just like, yep, there's a forest, there's the sun shining through the trees, there's whatever, I'm just gonna go and walk the dog. I don't really care about that stuff. I want to think about my worries, I want to think about my ruminations, I want to get certainty about this, I want to figure out what my boss is going to say later, whatever it is that we're, you know, consumed by. And actually, you know, we would be so much better off if we were able to just say, no, I'm actually just going to focus more on the present right now. I'm going to pay attention to what I can see around me. I'm going to try to notice my senses more. I'm going to really try to feel the wind on my skin. I'm going to notice the sun as it's shining through the trees. I'm going to pay attention to every little pebble I can see, whatever it is. Just notice the things that are happening around you. And again, when you get caught up by your thoughts, which you will do, try to remain calm about that and just keep bringing your attention back to the present. We don't need to be perfect with any of these things. The whole point of kind of mindfulness, in a way, is really learning how to train your ability to keep bringing your attention back when you get distracted. And like that, well, you can't really do it wrong if you just keep reminding yourself, okay, I've been distracted, it's been a minute or two, that's okay. That doesn't mean that I've failed. It doesn't mean that I've completely messed up. I can just now say, okay, now I need to bring it back. And just keep practicing that. And over time, you are developing this ability to focus more. And I think that really does help in the long term with OCD. Tip number two is, you know, to really focus a bit more on valued activities when you find yourself ruminating too much. You know, and ideally things that involve exercise, as I was talking about a few weeks ago, there's obviously a lot of new research that's come out recently, a meta-analysis that showed, you know, huge benefits of exercise for mental health. Obviously, if you are beginning a exercise journey, make sure that you start slowly, consult a doctor if you haven't done much exercise recently. But, you know, activities that you enjoy, that you find fun and interesting, activities that are related to your values, they basically make it a bit easier for us to pay attention. And as I was talking about earlier, you know, rumination, in a way, it's all about our attention. Where is our attention going? Are we allowing our attention to move onto unhelpful things? So often we are. And, you know, we do have a choice here. And this choice is so important. Even when you are making the wrong choice, I find it's really helpful to just kind of remind yourself, okay, I am choosing right now to pay attention to this obsession. I don't have to. I could instead focus on doing this puzzle, or I could go for a walk, or I could go for a run, or I could lift some weights, or I could do tension ups, or I don't know, whatever it is that you want to do. There's so many things that we could just say, rather than just sit here on the sofa thinking about this problem again, can I instead just go and do this or that? And often when we do, okay, maybe the rumination is still going to be there in the background, but, you know, for a little while you've had a bit of a break from it, you found a little bit of peace for a few minutes. And often that's just what we need in order to kind of get past that urgent moment. So often with OCD, there's these waves, no, these waves of urgency that come up. And, you know, the obsession feels much more strong, much more urgent in that moment. But when we busy ourselves with something, you know, that urgency tends to kind of come down. We're able to kind of ride out the storm of that OCD moment, and we don't get so caught up in it. And so valued activities can be really important with that. It might be helpful if you set yourself some goals or some targets in relation to valued activities. You know, and that can really help keep you on track as well. And then the final thing is kind of, you know, just using some simple diffusion techniques. Something that I like to use a lot with people is postponement, where we simply say to ourselves, look, this is really frustrating. If I keep thinking about this thing, I'm going to think about it more. I'm going to tie myself up in knots. I'm going to get more and more frustrated with it. And, you know, and so maybe what I can do is make a deal with myself where I'm not going to think about this now. However, if I want to think about it in an hour's time at 2 p.m., or if I really want to think about it, then I'm allowed to think about it during my rumination time, which is every day at 6:30 p.m. Depends on how you want to do it. You can be flexible with that. Some people just like to postpone for half an hour or an hour. Other people like to have a specific time where they think about it later if they still want to think about it later. But that kind of diffusion technique just helps because it gives us permission to say, well, you know what? I'm not going to just kind of ignore that. I can, if I want to, I can think about it later, but I'm going to make a conscious decision to just not think about it anymore for now, because I know if I do, I'm going to go around in circles, I'm going to wind myself up, I'm going to get more confused, and it's just wasted energy. And another thing that's kind of a helpful diffusion technique is simply actually journaling your thoughts. You may have heard me talk about this in the past. And really kind of thinking actually when you're journaling about whether what you're doing is helpful. So writing down the thought, you know, with the kind of following format can be helpful to create separation between you and your thought by simply writing down, I was having the thought that, or I am having the thought that, depending on which tense you're using it for. But then you want to actually reflect on, you know, what you actually did. Is what you did, your response to that thought, was it actually helpful? So if you're, you know, reflecting in the evening on what happened earlier that day, you know, you can reflect on what you actually did. Did you just kind of continue thinking about it? And if so, what happened? Well, most probably you got more stuck with it. You know, did you do something else though? Maybe you did some journaling in that moment. Maybe you postponed. Maybe you went for a walk. Maybe you did something else. And, you know, we really want to start kind of building up this habit of doing healthier things, things that we know are going to help, rather than just doing the habitual thing, which unfortunately for most of us is to just kind of ruminate, particularly if you're struggling with kind of pure OCD. If you're struggling with, you know, with physical compulsions, then, you know, of course, there may also be some rumination there too. But it's the same kind of thing. You know, can you find other strategies, other things that you can do, as we talked about today, related to your values, related to mindfulness, that are going to help you to focus your attention in a healthier and more positive way, and, you know, rather than just performing those compulsions that ultimately are just going to lead to you performing more of those compulsions in the future and feeling more stuck. So there we go, guys. Those are my three tips for finding a bit more peace when it comes to rumination and compulsions. So I really hope that you found that helpful. If you have any questions at all about anything I've spoken about today, do please let me know. And also, remember, I do now have Patreon for the podcast. So if you would like me to do your own podcast, to answer your own kind of question, then I can do that in the Patreon group. So follow the link in the show notes if you're interested in that. And thanks. I will see you next time. Just a quick reminder that if you want to get a free session, all you need to do to get that is to head over to my website, www.robertjamescoaching.com. And there you can leave me a message and we can arrange the free session. And now just a quick reminder of my disclaimer. Any information that you view on my website, Instagram page, Facebook group, or anywhere else online, or any information that you listen to on the podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for actual medical or mental health advice from a doctor, psychologist, or any other medical or mental health professional.